on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
It is 28-11 and some fantastic greyhound racing again over the last weekend. Dave Carlson joins me. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Cozzy. Hope you're going to enjoy the show. Going Greyhounds, we're blasting off for another weekend. Some wonderful victories in the past 7 days. But my favourite runaway winner was this.
Oh, an intercept! And away goes Ben Hunt. Brisbane are chasing him, but they're not going to get him. The little number seven kicks it off into the crowd. Makes a good job of it. It's gone out onto Jubilee Avenue.
Oh, you little beauty, Cozzy. The Dragons are on top of the comp and the world is good.
Oh, couldn't be any better for you, Dave, could it?
Thank you, Cozzy. I couldn't resist it. Coming up on today's show, we actually are going to be talking greyhounds. We're going to be joined by Anthony Azzopardi soon, who trained yet another group winner at the weekend when Blue Sky Riot scored a dominant win in the Richmond Oaks from box number 8. Congratulations are also in order for Brett and Kelly Bravo, who took out the Richmond Derby on Friday night with Hone In from box 3 and 30 and 51. Only his second 500-metre run since injuring a hock back in December. The Bravos are going to head back up the road to Sydney next weekend for the heats of the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg at Wentworth Park, along with defending champion Strike a Light. Now, also at Richmond on Friday night, Dean and Danielle Swain celebrated victory in the Frank Kennedy Memorial with Stars Alight in 42 and 10. Frank's son, Terry Kennedy, TK from the BSB, and his family were on track, of course. And the night's other feature was the John McComb Memorial, which was won by Big Daddy B for Ray Smith, who quinella'd the race with Midnight Jane. And congratulations to Jody and Pete Lagoziani with Beast Unleashed, who's absolutely flying in Melbourne, is the pre-post favourite for the launching pad. The heats commence next Thursday night. Beast Unleashed has run fantastic time, 29 and 43, and then 29 and 44, a first split of 5 seconds neat, but ran 4.94 in the first win at Sandown. That's only 0.02 of a second slower than the best ever figures posted by Fernando Bale. So Pete and Jody, all the best with Beast Unleashed. Now, Kel Greeno is going to be a guest this morning after his chaser Jimmy Niewob took out the Horsham Cup on Saturday night. And we'll head to Queensland to the kennels of Bill Elson, who has made the decision to retire the people's champ, the wonderful Cindy's Magic. She went out a winner on Thursday night at Ipswich and she's rising 5 years of age. Look, in greyhound news, top owner and breeder Paul Wheeler is one of four greyhound racing people charged in relation to the Greyhound Racing New South Wales investigation into the unauthorised exports of greyhounds to China and Macau. Paul has told me he has done absolutely nothing wrong and will fight the charges all the way to the High Court if necessary. And a hearing on that matter is going to be held later this month. I guess one way for the antis and some of their radical left-ard media friends to succeed in stopping greyhound racing in this country would be to bring down Paul Wheeler, who I must remind you, like anyone facing charges, is innocent until proven guilty. And the antis, well, they just won't drop off, folks. Greyhound Racing New South Wales have strongly rejected claims by Dr. Maureen Farrakai from the Greens Party that a new euthanasia policy will not improve the protection of dogs. Chief Executive of GRNSW, Tony Mestrov, said the policy was about making euthanasia of greyhounds an absolute last resort. To suggest that we have a new policy which allows the euthanasia of a greyhound after 2 phone calls is wrong, Mr. Mestrov said. GRNSW's updated greyhound euthanasia policy brings the industry standards into line with those provisions of the Greyhound Racing Prohibition Act, which remain effective until the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission is fully operational. So Farrakai's claim, yet another spurious example of hot air from the irrelevant Greens. In other news, congratulations are in order for trainer Craig Tuntler on winning last night Tamora Cup in country New South Wales with Nitro Blast in 25 and 96. The son of Nitro Blast and Faded Lily made it 7 wins from 16 starts, defeating Whiten by 2¾ of a length with Millionaire Max third. And by all reports, it was a great night on track at Tamora. Well, last Friday night, Blue Sky Riot made light work of her Box 8 draw to steamroll her opposition in the Group 2 Richmond Oaks final.
Uphill Jill Dwelt, the inside Poco to rudder away quickly, but Blue Sky Riot came across like a rocket and she charged away. Put up five on Uphill Jill, working to second, then Miss Splendor Miro, My Country, Little Nangar Chaser, Cash of the Mile back with She's My Chicky, Poco to rudder at the tail of the field. Blue Sky Riot travels by four over Uphill Jill. Miss Splendor Miro's running on the leader, Blue Sky Riot. Miss Splendor Miro tries hard, Blue Sky Riot takes out the Richmond Oaks. Photo finish second.
Yes, indeed. Timmy Newbold's call. Blue Sky Riot in 30 and 44, exactly the same time as her heat win. Trainer Anthony Azzopardi is on the line. Anth, what a win. Any doubts about her being drawn wide were quickly put to bed at Box Rise.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Nah, mate, Box 8 was probably the ideal box for her, especially in that final. You know, if you did the form a bit, they all did want to go to the fence and she sort of stays out wide and she cuts in later, you know. So Box 8 was probably the ace card for her.
Well, passing the post, she had more than two lengths on them. I mean, passing the post the first time.
Oh, yeah, she's got some speed, that's for sure. She's always showed that early in the piece. Halfway through, like, her career, like, it's only early days, but she sort of found her way a little bit. She sort of can miss the start, but shows great pace. But she can, if she can time them lids, she can really run some sections, you know.
Yeah, well, it's the second week running Blue Sky Riot down the Top Gun champ, Uphill Jill. And Blue Sky Riot's now won five straight, including the National Futurity at Wentworth Park last month. And she's only had 16 starts, Anth.
Yeah, I know. She's certainly done it early in her career now. But look, this, honestly, what has happened at the moment with her is just a bonus, because when she comes to age, I think she can be very something real special as she is now, you know?
Well, you must be impressed by the strength that she's showing too. I mean, the 530 at Richmond's not a walk in the park.
It's probably the strongest 500 in Australia, really. It's the hardest one. That's why I've sort of picked her, you know, to go for it, not the sisters. The sisters are sort of still up and down a bit, but she's got a lot of strength behind her. The whole litter has, actually, you know, but believe it or not, she was the slowest in the litter, but she took that next step. So since she went to Sydney, she's just gone better and better.
How's Blue Sky Riot pulled up, Anth? Of course, I know she's been nom for the Easter egg heats.
Oh, enormous, mate. You know, like I said before to a mate of mine, I said if the Easter egg wasn't on this week, like, she'll be racing Thursday. She's feeling enormous. The travelling just doesn't bother her. She's just the perfect animal to have, you know, and she always pulls up good, so touch wood, she's all good to go, you know?
And the way she's jumping and that experience at Wentworth Park that she's got now, that should hold her in very good stead this Saturday night.
Yeah, look, it all comes down to box draws and a bit of luck, I suppose, too, you know? Like, I don't mind where she's boxed anywhere, really, but like I said, Saturday night, the eight was the ace card, you know, the way the field was drawn. But, you know, that's the good thing about a 1-8. Doesn't matter. She always begins good, and yeah, it's not a doggy sub. You need the rails or you need the outside. She can go from any box.
Well, she's by Barsha Bale from Ready to Riot, and you prepare several from the litter, including Major Riot, who added to a fantastic weekend for you, Anth, winning the Shepparton Classic from Box 1 in 25 and 16.
Yeah, no, he's a very, very fast dog, Dave, but he's got a lot of learning to do too, you know. When he gets crowded, he doesn't know what to do. You don't know to drive or jump all over him. He's just still learning. But when the penny drops on him, I'll be very, very excited, I tell you.
What about Mystic Ride and La Bella Ride? What's the latest there?
Look, La Bella Ride, she's out for a while. She's done my head in that one. She's the fastest one in the litter. She's unbelievable, the talent she's got. But I think she's just gone stale on me for racing. I had him up for a little while now, so she's out for 6 to 8 weeks. She's out in the paddock now, just let her relax and that. And Mystic Ride, she's out for a little while as well. So the two girls are out. The only two are racing is Blue Sky and Major.
Tell us about your property there at Murnyong, which is sort of not far from Bacchus Marsh, sort of, I guess, maybe halfway between Melbourne and Ballarat. What's it like there? You must have great galloping yards.
Yeah, look, we got a straight track here, all stairs, straight track, gallop and paddock here. We just switch around a little bit. Some of them go on the rotary walker. It's a real good setup for us. It certainly does the job for us. Yeah, look, it's a bit of work to keep it maintained, but, you know, a bit of work doesn't kill anyone, really.
Yeah, that's right. So the move, it's just been, it's been a magical move for you, hasn't it, since you moved south from Sydney?
No, it has, mate. It has. It's done a world of good for everyone, my family and I and the dogs. It's just we needed a change and change of life. And, yeah, we sort of got a good life here, you know. I can go fishing any time I want. Yeah, I wish. But anyway, yeah, look, it's a good – I love it here, you know what I mean? I always wanted to move down here and just the time went right to, yeah, to recently. So, yeah, it was couldn't ask for a better move, really.
Anth, let's get back to Saturday night's Golden Easter Egg heats at Wentworth Park. I believe you're bringing a decent team up, but two-time Group 1 champ Raw Ability is not one of them.
No, he's not. I pulled his nom out this morning. I wasn't happy with him. It's just he hasn't had enough work. He hasn't had – I was going to gallop him on Sunday, but he wasn't quite right yet. And, yeah, this morning I had a good think about it. It's just – it'll be all, you know, I don't want to just put him in there because of the Golden Easter Egg. You've got to look after his welfare, and I thought – well, he hasn't had no work and that hip's still a little bit sore on him. So, yeah, that knocks he copped in the Australian Cup sort of, yeah, ruined his chances of going for the egg anyway.
Okay, what about Vic Peters' winner, Crash Bandicoot, coming up with a Bandicoot?
Yeah, he's coming. He's he's always there with me. Nah, he's coming up. I got Blue Sky Ride, of course. I've got a dog called Jill Caroma. He's coming down, coming up for it. And Pants on Fire, he's coming up for it as well.
Well, Anthony, congratulations on success again at the weekend. I'll be on track with Jason Lincoln for the final. I'll be in the studio this Saturday night for the heats. And, of course, we've got the semi-finals in between. So over the next 3 weeks, go well. And, indeed, the entire kennel. And thanks once again for your time on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you, Dave.
Good on you, Anthony. Anthony has a party there, and Blue Sky Riot taking out the Richmond Oaks. It was just a wonderful night all round in Sydney on Friday evening. Well, on Saturday night, the black type spotlight was on Horsham in Western Victoria for the running of the Group 2 Horsham Cup. TAB Melbourne Cup champ Aston DB started favourite from box 8.
Racing. Aston DB on the outside began okay. Showing speed to the inside, Jimmy Niwab. Out in a hurry there, too, would have been out of range and going up quickly there, Alpha Georgium around the outside and going around them quickly. Aston DB towards lead. Back on the inside there came Grigorovich and they were followed then by Solitary Girl. Well back in the race then, Super Sook and also Tempo De Niro. In the straight though, Jimmy Niwab is clear. Over on the outside then came Alpha Georgium, but it's Jimmy Niwab for the Horsham Cup and bolted in by four lengths. Tight second and third.
Ronnie Hawkswell calling Jimmy Niwab home. Aston DB was the runner-up. The winner, Jimmy Niwab, trained by Kel Greeno, leading all the way in a quick 27.07. And Kel is on the line. Kel, congratulations. He had the rails, but really the box draw was academic when he punched up and flew to the lead, just like he did in the heats.
Oh, you're spot on, Dave. Yeah, look, it was crucial in the finish. I obviously misread the race. I thought he needed to draw out wide and get the run around him because he doesn't like dogs coming down on top of him, but he pushed up nicely off the inside and held his ground, so that probably won him the race in the finish.
I think it was about his fourth or fifth draw in a row in the red rug. TAB Melbourne Cup winner Aston DB started favourite. Got into a bit of early bother before running second, but Kel, luck's a fortune in racing and your bloke made his own.
You've got to be lucky sometimes, Dave, don't you?
He did, but the way he jumped, it was just like the heats, just really dominant.
Yeah, look, it's always hard to beat Aston DB. He's an absolute freak of a dog, and when you're up against him, you don't really think you're going to win, but we just had all the breaks go our way, and fortunately the result was ours.
Your bloke ran second to Aston DB in this year's Warrigal Cup. Look, he's a son of Cosmic Rumble and Nosy Rosie and really deserved a win. He's been the bridesmaid in the recent Cyril Rowe Cup at Bulleye and the likes of the 2017 Group 1 Harrison Dawson at Sandown as well.
Yeah, look, he's been close on a few occasions and sometimes you just never get there, but fortunately, the gods were smiling on him on Saturday night and everything went his way.
Look, he's continually raced against the best, hasn't he?
He has. He's been a great dog his whole career. And, yeah, it's just nice for the owners who, you know, were just over the moon on Saturday night. Jackie said she could hear him from the boxes, so they must have been screaming pretty loud. But was all good that they actually won the race.
Indeed. Jimmy Niewob, he's had 44. You mentioned his owners, Keith and John Bowen. He's a very special dog, as I've read and heard. He was purchased with money left to them by their late mother.
Yeah, look, it's a good story. And, yeah, look, it's always hard when your mother dies, I guess. And they probably get memories every time the dog wins that the mother comes in and she's probably helping them. But, yeah, look, it's been probably a sad story that, you know, the mother dies but then turns it round into a dog that can actually run, and they're very hard to get, though.
Yeah, indeed. Every time he runs it, it'd certainly remind them of her. And but, Kel, I was speaking to Anthony as a party about the exciting Golden Easter Egg heats this Saturday night coming up at Wentworth Park, but you're not heading that way with Jimmy Niewob.
No, look, Dave, I decided that it was going to be too hard for the dog to go around Wendy. Look, I've been to Wendy a number of times, and I think you really need to have a look around the place, and I just didn't think it was suitable without trialling at the track, and I didn't have enough time to do that with Saturday to Saturday, so... we just left him out and thought there'll be another race, which there's always another race on.
I believe the heats of the Group 2 Maitland Cup are on the horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. The Maitland Cup looks a nice race and another little bit of travelling, but, you know, the dogs are sizzling around Maitland at the moment. I see the times are exceptionally fast and, you know, it's always a terrific race. And, that's probably on the horizon, Dave. I mean, it does clash a little bit with the Perth Cup, but, again, I think he's more of a horseshoe dog as compared with sort of going over to Perth. So, you know, I guess we'll make the final decision in the weeks leading up to it.
Yeah, 3 weeks away, the Group 2 Maitland Cup heats, April the 5th. Well, you know what the Maitland Cup's all about, Kel. You took it out 4 years ago with Paw Licking.
Yeah, look, it was good days. And he was an exciting, speedy type dog who was suited to Maitland. But this dog hasn't got the brilliant mid-race of Paw Licking, but not many dogs did have. But I'm saying that he's a stronger type. So, look, a Maitland Cup will be an outstanding race.
I think we've just lost Kel for a second there. We'll get him back on the line in just a second, Kel Greeno. He's just dropped out. Yeah, we're talking about Paw Licking. Wow, I used to absolutely love Paw Licking, but Jimmy Niewob certainly on that fantastic one-turn track at Maitland is going to be well-suited. Sorry, just lost you there, Kel, but yeah, you were just talking about Jimmy Niewob. You think the one-turn track's going to suit him more?
I think it does, Dave. He sort of just seems to scout a little bit deep on the bends and loses a little bit of ground through the bend, and he seems to go better on a horseshoe track. So that's probably why we're thinking that way, but on saying that, he still won good city races. So it's always a tough decision because you never know which way to go sometimes.
Well, Kel, you've always got good dogs in your kennel. I was sitting on Sky Racing 1 yesterday afternoon working, and I like what I saw from a new addition at Sandown yesterday, a son of Barsha Bale and Winburn Rush, a 19-month-old pup you got from Tasmania by the name of Junior Wizard. Only his second race start, and he won in 29 and 66.
Yeah, look, the dog is as green as grass. He's only a baby, like you said, and the owner, Scotty Bryan, thought he'd probably send him over for the launching pad. He's won one before, and he said, look, I really think this dog can run a bit. Can you take him over there? And I said, gee, he's only had one start, mate. And he said, oh, well, you know, I think he goes all right. And I said, oh, well, we'll put him in and see how he goes. But, yeah, he'll be fronting up on Thursday night, lacking a bit of experience.
Well, I just like what I saw. As you say, just green as grass, but certainly with a stack of potential. It's only had the two race starts. And, Kel, you and Jackie, your wife must have been proud as punch when your grandson Bradley trained a winner with his first runner a week ago. Salute the judge doing just that at Sandown.
Bradley was over the moon. Couldn't believe his luck. His head barely fitted in the door, Dave. It was really funny, but he sort of settled down. That dog will be in the launching pad as well, and he's got the right habits. He's very quick early. Just gets the 500 a little bit better now, and he'll go into the launching pad as a little bit of a chance for tours, and that would be a great thrill for Bradley.
You're looking forward to going head-to-head with the grandson?
Absolutely. I'll take him on any day, Dave.
Well, Kelly's the fourth generation of Greenos in the training caper. Has he been around your kennels from, you know, like a super young age?
He took no notice at all, Dave, as dogs when he was growing up. he used to be playing games all the time, but the last 3 years he's been working for us and he's done a terrific job, and we decided to finally give him a go with the dog, and he's quite excited doing it.
Okay, so you think he might be going to become a professional trainer from here on in?
Look, it probably depends on him. He's just got to keep, I said to him, there's 7 days a week, 365 days a year, so it's never easy, and once you get the workload up that you can actually handle that, then you can be a greyhound trainer.
Yeah, indeed. Well done to Bradley. Congratulations to you with Jimmy Niewob. Kel, thanks for your time. I've had Anthony as a party on. I've had you on. Two great Hawthorn supporters talking to another Hawks man. So let's hear it for another flag in 2018, perhaps.
Sounds good to me, Dave.
Good on you, Kel. I'll see you on track down the line.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks Bye. Very much. There's Kel Greeno joining us from Victoria. Successful with Jimmy Niewob taking out the Horsham Cup on Saturday night. Well, it is his magic bowed out on a winning note.
Half. Now, out well there was Richmond Road captain Till and also Comaneci. Sin's magic missed it, his back second last, and Cindy's magic, of course, is last. Out to the back they go. Crossing over there was captain Till at Endiole Odds. Leads the way by five. Arden Street coming after it. Smart Marlowe went to third. Then Richmond Road. Cindy's magic on a forward move. Further back, Sin's magic, Comaneci, and then came Midnight Dasher. I'm going to say Cindy's will run him down. Here she comes, right over the top. Cindy's magic, the golden girl. Beat Arden Street. Take third, Captain Till or Richmond Road, then Sin's Magic. They were followed by Smart Marlowe, Comaneci, Midnight Dasher. Give her a cheer. She's a marvel.
Oh, yes, she is. Cindy's Magic back to where it all began at Ipswich, also on a winning note on Thursday night. And her trainer, Bill Elson, joins us now. Bill, I know retirement was looming for your girl, and what a way to go out.
Oh, is it? Yeah, no, it's good.
She was good. She's just an amazing greyhound to watch, Bill.
Yeah, she is. She's been like that right through her whole career, you know, like heart-stopping stuff. You know, like she'd be way back last and you think she'd no chance, and then she'd flash home and win.
The win on Thursday night made it 45 victories from 152 starts. A tremendous strike rate. Imagine how many more races she would have won, Bill, if she had jumped in front.
Oh, that's right. She did jump to the front a couple of times in her races.
Right. She probably thought, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, she might have been knocked or something like that. But when she won a maiden, she jumped to the front and led all the way.
And that was at Ipswich. Do you remember a lot about it?
Yeah, that was her first start. Okay. I think she had the one box too.
Okay. Do you remember what the time was?
24.89, I think.
Okay, so broke the 25.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it was her racing style, Bill, dropping out to last before circling the field and storming home, which made her a crowd darling and saw her given the title of the Queen of Albion Park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she was just fantastic, really.
Yeah.
She was really good to watch.
It's just amazing. There's a greyhound, what was its name? I think it was called Electra in Perth. Do you remember that one? That was probably about 10 years ago, and Electra used to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's wonderful. It's like Winx. Winx in the thoroughbreds. Winx is, drops out and then circles the field. It's really good for racing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's really good, yeah.
Now, Bill, Cindy's Magic's career was actually extended. You couldn't retire and breed with her last year because of the new pink card rule. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know you could have got a pink card before, but you could have, and I didn't know that. You know, I thought you had to retire them first. And when I went to try to get it done, well, I didn't have the DNA or the pink card, so I couldn't put her in pup.
Okay, so yeah, so she raced on. Look, I'd spoken to you on a number of occasions before some of the big races at Albion Park when I was on track, and I said, when are you going to pull the pin on her career? And you weren't super sure, so I'm kind of glad, and I'm sure you are, that the pink card mix-up went on and that she continued on for a while.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She paid away, really, in Since then, last year to this year, she's won. I don't know how much she's won, but she's won over 30,000, I'd say.
I reckon she's won more than that. I reckon she's won. Since you were going to retire. Yeah, I think all up she was getting close to $400,000, and then she won that $30,000 in the last year. So she's been marvellous. She never quite won a Group 1, but boy, did she go close. She finished runner-up twice in the Albion Park Gold Cup, second in the Brisbane Cup, third in the Winter Cup, and she took out plenty of other black-type events as well. Does one race stand out in your mind, Bill?
Oh, I think that one, the Brisbane Cup, when she came second, that was a real good run. What to double Dinah One.
Dinah Double One was, you know, obviously we know what that greyhound did at Melbourne Cup, etc. What about one of the wins?
Well, one of the wins would have been the Rocky Cup, I suppose.
Okay, so up to Rockhampton and not in Bris Vegas.
Yeah, that was a real good run, that one at Rockhampton. She came from behind and done the same thing.
Okay. And Cindy's Magic is now going to become a mum, Bill. Which sire is she going to be served by?
Fernando Bale.
Well, on paper, that looks absolutely sensational, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, I was going to go to Barcia Bale.
Right.
But I've got a couple of fighters out of that litter. Out of a couple of them.
Okay.
So I decided not to go to it.
Well, Fernando is a young sire, is absolutely,
absolutely flying, yeah.
Yeah, too right. And I believe there's a place on your lounge for Cindy's Magic, Bill, after the whelping's over, next to her mum, Regal Silver.
Yeah, there will be. If Cindy gets her way.
What's she like around the kennels? Is she a quiet dog?
Oh, she's really quiet, really nice.
Oh, good stuff.
She is a real pet.
How many dogs you got in work at the moment, Bill?
Oh, I suppose about 25.
Okay, well, with Cindy's Magic hanging up the collar and lead, what's the next greyhound in the Bill Elson kennel that we need to follow?
Oh, I'd say Sin's Magic.
Yeah, Sin's Magic went around in the race on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like the breed. Okay.
Yeah, she's a real good bitch too.
All right. Well, Sin's Magic it is. And I guess like all the participants in Southeast Queensland, Bill, you'll be looking forward to eventually getting some new tracks, including maybe a one-turner out your way.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I know.
Wouldn't hold me breath too much, but...
Well, let's hope so. Is there an election coming up? I don't think there is there?
No.
No wonder things have gone quiet on that front. But anyway, hopefully we need it. I mean, the creek's been great. Ipswich has been there for years and years, but a couple of new tracks would be fantastic.
Be good. Your Mando's supposed to be getting one, but I don't know.
Okay, well, it's been talked about, and we've been told that it's definitely going to happen, so sooner rather than later. But look, good luck with Cindy's. Hope she comes on season really soon and goes to Fernando and you get a big litter and you get plenty of winners out of that, Bill.
Yeah, I think I only got to get one just half as good as her, I think.
Too right. Well, thanks for your time. Thanks, Cindy's, for her time. We absolutely loved her on the track. Good luck to her being a mum. And Bill Elson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Good on you, Bill. Bill Elson there from Queensland. Cindy's Magic, Sean, as we close the show, she was just an absolute marvel to watch.
Fantastic. Good on you, Dave.
Catching Penn tomorrow night, and we will be there with the boys. James Vandermeer, Jason Lincoln, 6:30, Sky Racing 2.